My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we possibly can and putting those tools and that information away or applying it today. Or just having it on hand because you know that maybe you're headed in some of those directions, or passing it on to other friends and family members, coworkers, neighbors who might need some insight into some alternatives and complements that are available to them that they just might not know about. It's a way of paying forward good information, but making sure that you stay up to date and you continue to ask questions and pursue great information, I think that's the missing link that a lot of us have. We wait until there's a major problem to get interested, and we don't do much work along the way. So maybe just staying a little bit more attentive, listening to our bodies a little bit more, we might just be able to make some dramatic changes. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, bringing you the best guest in the industry, the relevant topics for today's world, and always trying to make sure that the things that we are discussing are things that might just be on your mind, on the tip of your tongue, or in past conversations or recent visits with your physician, but things that are applicable to today's world. We want to make sure that this is usable information, and we've been doing that for a long time now, and we try to still do it every day, even after 35 years. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, speaking about longevity in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they bring amazing information always. And they try to make sure that when you are getting healthy, that you have guidance. You know, it's a big step to start getting healthy. First of all, you got to decide you're going to do it. Second of all, you have to make sure that you have the right information. Otherwise, you may just be spinning in circles. And you want to make sure that you have a sounding board for questions to make sure that you have what you need and then the correct tools to get the job done that you're trying to achieve. All of that you can find at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the best selection of only the highest quality, high integrity products from companies that think of us first, the consumer. Those are the companies that I choose to work with and interview and have on my shows. And also at the same time, a full service environment, making you feel comfortable and giving you great peace of mind with the most important decisions that we'll ever make, the decisions about our health. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. Read the industry articles. Just simply go to StayHealthyLasVegas.com. And, of course, a big old thumbs up on their Facebook page to keep you connected with them every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking about herbal liquid tinctures, and nobody better than the leaders in the field, the people that actually changed the face of liquid herbal tinctures in the nutrition industry, Carl and Joan Robinson. They're health educators and co-founders of liquid dietary supplement manufacturer Cedar Bear Naturals, a clinical and formulary herbalist and nutritional therapist with a master of herbology and herbal pharmacognosy and pharmacology. Carl has been an insider to the herbal products industry for over 30 years, and he was involved with the passage of state legislation that in turn became the template for the federal government's Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1984, DSHEA. He's also the author of numerous white papers and published works, educational courses on herbs and natural health, 30 years ago, he developed the unique multi-step approach to producing liquid herbs without alcohol. Thank goodness. The Tink Track process was born. That's the Cedar Bear still uses all that philosophy today to bring their awesome formulations and singular herbs to us, the consumer. Joan is a traditional herbalist, yoga instructor, meditation facilitator, and organic gardener, and formal lead writer for a nationally distributed herb journal and natural health newsletter. She's the daughter of an MD internist who co-founded the largest medical clinic in the Northwest. Joan was afflicted with a disabling autoimmune condition at a very early age, but she overcame it, utilizing natural holistic means. So she's got the firsthand experience with using a natural approach to health building. So if you are someone who's used liquid herbs in the past and they literally left a bad taste in your mouth, this is a show for you. We're going to talk today about liquid herbs and what sets them apart and why these products in this line are different than you've ever seen before, and why you might just want to think about, you know, bringing back in great tasting, incredibly effective and high integrity herbs from Cedar Bear Naturals. Let me welcome my guest, Carl Joan. Hello.
Hello. Good morning to you.
Hello there.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome. You know, I was at Stay Healthy yesterday, and Marge and Rosie were there, and they gave me these ideas, and I thought it was a really good idea. Also, we haven't kind of done this in a while. You know, I think a lot of people have a hard time, you know, clarifying the difference between tinctures and extracts and glycerin versus alcohol. So I think we should just, you know, start at the very, very beginning. What was it that really kind of had tickled your fancy, if you will, you know, that kind of drew you into the liquid herbal industry?
Well, when I was doing my early studies, studies that had somewhat of a food chemistry background, but more importantly, biochemistry and physiology, I'd look at how we eat herbs and, you know, not herbs, but food. And I realized, wait a minute, nobody takes oatmeal, as a general rule, nobody takes oatmeal and eats it dry. You know, they don't even do that with prepared cereal. We always moisten it, chew it up real good, you know, and get it in our stomach where it gets digested. Taking it to the next step, I had worked in the herbal products industry, but mostly with dried herbal products, though I was gaining a lot of information and knowledge and background in fluid preparations. I think the thing that really turned me on to it was when I read and had realized that only about 10 to 30% of an herb's constituents that are locked up in the cellulotic matrix, that's the plant fiber, you know, no matter how hard you chew it, no matter how hard you powder it up, but when taken dry, only about 10 to 30% of the components, the positive stuff, the beneficial stuff in that herb gets into our system, because it's locked up in the fiber. On the other hand, as I looked at liquid herbs, I realized that these were products that technically were pre-digested products, meaning that the components that normally the digestive system would remove from the plant as much as it could from the plant fiber. And that's remembering also that humans do not possess the enzyme. There's two different enzymes to digest and break down cellulose. We don't have them like horses and cows and sheep and things like that. So I realized that what we call tinctures and extracts really were, at their very core, pre-digestive extracts. In other words, we pulled out all the stuff, removed it from the cellulose, and discarded the cellulose, and all you had was the liquid product. So that's what got me on the path of liquid versus dry. And the jury has long been in on that, as they say, in that liquid preparations are far more easier on the system to digest and more efficient to getting into the body and doing the good stuff that we want them to do and absorb.
You know, when I first tried my first liquid herbs, you know, so let me see, I'm going back. It really wasn't until I was in the industry. I don't think I ever did liquid tinctures. And, you know, you come into the industry and you want to remember that day when I first met you guys and we were trying every single one all in one day?
Absolutely. Unforgettable.
I was buzzing in circles. I think I tried every one of your products all in one day.
Now tell the people why you were willing to try all the different products in one day.
It started out with, nope, I don't like liquid herbs. Nope, I'm not going to.
That's because I had one of those bad tastes in my mouth that didn't go away from 25 years prior when I used to do the liquid with the alcohol. God, yeah. Awful. They were so awful tasting. And, you know, I just kept getting told by all these industry people that I was dealing with that they're supposed to be that way. And I'm like, why? They're just awful. And when I tasted my first one with you, I was amazed. I said, oh, my goodness, you get to taste the herb, but it's got a sweet sensation on your tongue. There's no aftertaste. And we just kept going from there. And I've been a fan. You know, I'm a big fan of the line because I know the expediency and the absorbability and the bioavailability and the delivery of using liquid herbal tinctures, because they don't just absorb to the stomach. They absorb to the mouth, under the tongue, through the throat, all the way down. You're getting all these different reference absorption points. So a big believer in liquid herbal tinctures, of course. I'm a huge, huge believer and advocate. And I love the safety factor as well. And I love it because there's no alcohol. But, you know, that being said, when I started in the industry, you know, it just left a terrible taste in my mouth, literally. Yeah. And, you know, so you got away from them. And I didn't want to ever go back again until that wonderful day when I got to meet you guys.
Well, that takes us to the next point, and that is why glycerin versus alcohol? Well, in my early days of the studies, and when I was getting my Master of Herbology degree, which the advanced portion of that, it was a three-year advanced herbology course, and it addressed liquid herbs, and it addressed them in their varying forms, such as alcohol-based as well as alcohol-free-based, where glycerin was used. And what I found was available out there was that the non-alcohol-based products that were glycerin-based and done without alcohol at all, they were very weak. The glycerin, it's a good extractive medium, but not when used like alcohol. Alcohol is, frankly, it's still a better extractive medium because alcohol can't have any kind of heat, pressure, anything applied to it. It's too volatile. So in that situation, it serves the purpose for extracting better. Glycerin doesn't. Now there are a lot of things that are taken out when you use, quote-unquote, a cold or a tincturing process with glycerin, but you don't get enough out. And so as a result, it gained the reputation of being a weak glycerite, a weak extract. And the problem with that is the taste was very, very weak. The product could be overly sweet, and it just did not deliver the bang for the buck that one would expect. So I began to look at it and got to researching into it, and I realized there's two things I became aware of. One was alcohol. Alcohol is the standard. As you know, Jeffrey, when you came in, everything was alcohol. All the literature said alcohol. Alcohol is the preferred extractive medium. And yes, alcohol does get things out. But there was an additional thing because of my food chemistry and biochemistry background that I quickly was able to zero in on and ascertain, and that is alcohol, and this comes from basic high school chemistry itself, possesses a denaturing and inert rendering effect on many of the very components that were being extracted or tinctured from the herbs. Polysaccharides crystallize, aromatic components are broke down and in many instances denatured. Other components are rendered inert. And so I asked, why would I use an extractive medium to extract certain components when it's just going to turn around and denature or render those inert? So my next step was I looked at the alternative of glycerin, and I found out the weakness in glycerin was the industry was it wasn't so much what they were using, it was how they were using it. And so through a series of R&D steps, some studies, taking a philosophical framework of applied alchemy, I was able to develop the Tinctrack process. And the Tinctrack process is not only about the philosophy of our approach to herbs, it's also about how we work the glycerin, and that is so key. Hence, what came out of it was not just a cold process step, which is necessary to get the heat-sensitive components, but there's also dynamic processes that are brought in on the same batch of herb. So the Tinctrac process became a multi-step process, not something at the time that was very typical in the industry, and even to this day, it's not a common thing.
Now, this is a word, Tinctrac, Carl developed from tincture and extract, because the process and what we do is more than a tincture and more than a an extract. So it's a Tinctrac.
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about, and that, thank you for that. That does bring a lot of clarity. I think a lot of people have really stepped away over the years, because if you were to ask somebody that used to take liquid herbs 20 years ago that doesn't take it now, if you asked them, they would say taste. You know, they just didn't like the way it tasted, the way it resonated. They thought it was maybe messy. And, you know, back then you were really recommended more to put it in things, not as much under the tongue, because it was so terrible. But I think if they were introduced to the line today, they would say, oh, my goodness, the ease of using the on-the-go herbs, bread in your mouth, mix them with food, mix them in beverages, versatile, you know, and so many different ways of using them. Just amazing. I think it would open up the doors for many of those people to come back to using liquid tincture herbs if they could experience Cedar Bear's line. Because to be able to have the flexibility of putting them directly in your mouth without having to choke to death, it's amazing.
Yes, absolutely, and they really are a joy to work with. But there are people that cannot or will not do things with alcohol. There
yes.
are those that are sensitive or have had problems with it biologically or historically. Really, children and animals should not be given alcohols. But there's also the halal aspect, Carl.
Well, there's also religious injunctions. And, you know, halal, which is the Islamic dietary standard, people don't realize that, you know, our Muslim brothers and sisters out there are the fastest and largest growing segment of the natural health products industry in the world. And, you know, so there needs to be more consideration given for their needs. And, you know, in the past, companies would say alcohol-free. And the problem was the end product may not have alcohol, but they had used alcohol to tincture or extract the product, and then they blow the alcohol off, and they'll put something like glycerin in it and claim that it's alcohol-free. Well, that dietary injunction says alcohol can't touch anything that is part of the halal standard. So a lot of imams, these are people that are the equivalent of priests within the Christian faith, issued injunctions saying, if it says alcohol-free, just ignore it, because we can't guarantee that it's going to be been made totally free of any contact or context with alcohol. Well, our product is truly alcohol-free, and the American Herbal Products Association about a year and a half ago issued a guideline to its member companies: do not use the word alcohol-free unless you never use alcohol at all. You can use the words alcoholic removed or de-alcoholized or things like that, but you can't use the word alcohol-free. And the reason is, we found out on a deep dive into the FDA's Title 21, which is the section that deals with all our dietary supplements, food products, and everything, hidden deep within there, it already is the law. You cannot say you're an alcohol-free product if you've ever had alcohol touch your product. So that's the neat thing. We meet those injunctions on many levels because we are truly alcohol-free. And as far as commercial formulas in the marketplace, we were the first.
Well, you know, it's completely changed the face of herbs and liquid herbal tinctures in this industry. And, you know, there's nobody that can really compare to the effectiveness and the variety of herbs that are in, you know, your line, because it really does give people a lot of things to choose from. And I think that really has made a dramatic difference. Now, let me ask you a question. When you're, a lot of people ask these all the time, you know, how do they get the herbs from the raw herbs to the bottle? I mean, what is part of that process? And I think this would be interesting.
Well, You know, it's a proprietary process, meaning it's trade secret.
I understand.
And it's one of the most trade secret processes in the whole of the liquid herbal products industry due to its complex nature, its multi-step approach. But what I can do is give the philosophical basis, and that kind of says what the end outcome is.
Okay.
Our approach philosophical is based on that air, water, fire, and earth principle. Well, earth is drying. And that's what we use. We use the dried herbs. Why do we use dried herbs instead of fresh harvested herbs? Because the dried herbs go through a process where there's a stabilization of all the components. There's a reducing or stopping of redox, which is oxidation of the active components. The drying also creates an encapsulating principle so that, you know, we can buy herbs in bulk and store them for a time, knowing that they're not going to continue to degrade. Of course, we have special packaging methodologies. We do that in our holding warehouse. So that's the drying. The drying actually is the prepping of the herb for the process. Next, we go to the water. Water is cool. Water is moistening. And it doesn't have heat. It's cooling. So the herb is subjected to a water type of process. And in that, we get out the things that are heat sensitive or may be sensitive to harsh environment and things like that. That's your volatiles, many of your polysaccharides and things like that. And then the herb is expressed. That particular segment is set aside, and the herb is put in new fluid medium. And it is subjected to a more dynamic process that's intended to get out some of what's called the heavy mole weight cross-linked polysaccharides. These are things that only heat can get out. Now, understand, we do use heat. But we've already done a section of the process where we didn't use heat. So we've saved those components people would be, and then we would be concerned about. But now we use heat to get out things that only heat can get out. And so it goes through that process. And by the way, that's the fire process. And then we express the herb there, and it goes to the air process. That's a special process wherein we finally get the most locked up components within the cellulotic matrix. And so that's expressed off. And then we're left with this completely exhausted herb, which is discarded. And we are left with all the prior separate segments of prepared fluids, which are all combined back together into one product. Now, we do that for single herbs. We do not pre-blend our formulas and then put them through the process. Everything is done with the single herb, all processing. Then we do what's called a post-blend. That's where we bring the finished single herbs together, blend them together into our astounding formulas. That way the single herbs maintain their individual integrity, and when they're brought together, they combine and do the magical stuff that the formulas are intended to do. Is that a pretty good on-the-fly explanation?
That's a great one. You know, it was funny because some people, if I ever ask them the question, you know, about herbal tinctures and liquid tinctures, they think that, you know, you just throw it in hot water, and then when it makes the tea, you strain it, and that's where it comes from.
That's great for your kitchen infusions or herbal teas, and do it all the time, but not for a product that is in a bottle that's going to last for years that you can...
Now, when she says last for years, meaning it has incredible shelf life, even after opening, it doesn't have to be refrigerated, and we didn't even add any preservatives.
That is pretty amazing. And you know why it's more amazing than none? Because sometimes we use our tinctures for a while, and then they end up sitting on a shelf or a counter, and then maybe 6 months or so later, you're thinking, oh, I forgot about these. And you can start using them again and do it comfortably. That's another great plus to the Cedar Bear line.
This is so true. And our life cycle with the seasons, our health needs cycle with the seasons. So something that you used in, you know, this spring, you use it for a few days or weeks. You may not need it again for a little while. Or there are the daily uses that you ebb and flow with the amount that you use.
Today we're talking with the Robinsons, and this is such good information. If you ever really wondered about, you know, liquid herbs and herbal tinctures and things like that, I think we're hitting on some of the topics today that I think are really, really important. I think as you hear some of this stuff, you may want to think to yourself, you know, maybe I should incorporate some of these in. We'll talk a little bit more right after the break. It's the Robinsons here today. Cedar Bear Naturals is the line, and of course, the full line available every single day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. We'll be right back.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids. Hey, you need to take care of that cough.
I've tried everything, and I just can't get rid of it.
I'll bet you haven't tried Tinctract.
What's a Tinctract?
A Tinctract is a liquid herbal product made by Cedar Bear Naturals. It's more than a tincture and more than an extract, and that's why they call it a Tinctract.
I've tried liquid herbs before. They taste awful.
Not Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts. They taste great. Tinctracts are totally alcohol-free, and they don't use preservatives or sugar either.
How long have you been using them?
Remember when that flu was going around last spring? I was really worried that our whole family would get sick, and a friend told me about them. We've been using Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts ever since. Whatever our family's health needs are, we can find a Tinctract for it. And since they work so well, I know I'm getting my money's worth.
Thanks. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get rid of this cough.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use, and they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought? Herbs for pets.
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Hey, you look miserable.
Oh, I've got these rotten allergies and nothing seems to help much, and I can't stand the side effects of those over-the-counter remedies.
I'll bet you haven't tried Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctract.
Cedar Bear who?
Cedar Bear Naturals. They make these great liquid herbal products called Tinctracts. I had a cough I couldn't get rid of, and a friend told me all about them. I tried one of the formulas for coughs, and it worked like a charm, and without any side effects. I've been using Tinctracts ever since.
Well, do you think they've got anything that'll help me feel better?
Oh, they have lots of formulas and single herbs that help strengthen your general health, and others that work directly for specific symptoms, like your sniffles.
Well, can I give Tinctracts to my kids?
Absolutely. Cedar Bear Naturals has a whole line of formulas for children. We've been using them for our entire family, and our kids love them.
Thanks. I can't wait to try them. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get a handle on my allergies and my kids' health needs, too.
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston in the Smith Plaza, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Today we're talking with Carl and Joan Robinson. We are talking about Cedar Bear Naturals, their liquid tincture formulation blends, as well as their singular herbs. I have a question for you. What was it that you decided to start making blended combinations? You started with the singular herbs, right?
Yes. It's quite a story. I'd been working with the midwife community here, and I was working with both professional midwives and lay midwives, mostly nursing midwives who have nursing background or were registered nurses formerly, and had a situation where the midwife we were working with at one point came to me and said, listen, I got somebody who I can't get the calcium levels up in their blood calcium, because she'd do blood draws and check their calcium levels. Why? Because if a woman's blood calcium levels drop, it means there's going to be a reversing of the progesterone levels dominating the estrogen levels. The estrogen levels flip, and the woman will miscarry the child. So she's, supplements of all kinds, liquid calcium, calcium tablets, calcium capsules. I can't get her blood calcium levels up. Is there any kind of an herbal concoction you can come up with that process you've come up with? And I said, let me give a try to it. So, you know, I'd already was pretty well studied on herbs, the various constituents that they contain, but even more importantly, what they were known to help with. So I put a blend together, and it was to help bring up the minerals in the system. And so I put it together, and, you know, when I finally got it done, got it into her hands, I think it was about a gallon I put into her hands. And she gave it to this person, and who was still having a hard time with calcium, energy was low, and she came back to me literally within a week and said, you're not going to believe this, but this person's blood calcium levels are not only back up to normal, they're really back up to normal. And she said, the only thing she changed was your product. So she started handing this stuff out to other midwives who were, you know, bottling. She'd bottle it up and hand it out to them and was getting pretty consistent results with it. Well, that became the very first liquid formula tinctract of what was to become Cedar Bear Naturals, and that was our herbal minerals. Now, folks, what's amazing, if you do an assay of our product to find out what the levels of calcium are, you're going to find out there's hardly enough calcium in there to make a real big impact on raising blood calcium levels to the degree that we see consistently since then and continue to see in women who are trying to keep their blood calcium levels up during pregnancy. So how is it possible? We finally were able to ascertain that that formula, with the specific herbs it has, enhances calcium absorption of the calcium that's in the foods that we eat. And that's why we say with the herbal calcium, make sure you use it with your meals. Actually, in the American diet, we have huge amount of calcium that we ingest. We ingest grains, we ingest cereals, we ingest all kinds of foods that are already super high in calcium. The problem is that we're not digesting and absorbing the calcium, and that's what the herbal minerals appears to have done. So, yeah, that's where it all started.
And herbal minerals daily can be used by all ages. We've had, I can't even tell you how many reports people report back of hair, skin, bones, health, you know, just overall health.
Yeah.
Strengthening and balancing.
And there's no
wonderful.
And there's no herb drug interactions with it. It can be used, you know, all the time. But it was the very, 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 very first formula that became a commercial success later on.
You know, what a good story. Thank you. I think a lot of people just, you know, we want to know more, you know, and I think this is why this is such a good idea for a topic today. You know, is because of the fact that, you know, we want to know more about the things that we're doing. And, you know, we've learned over the years that being able to educate and having this good stream of information has been very, very beneficial for people. If you had to describe a tincture versus an extract, Is there a big difference?
Yes, there actually is.
Good.
A tincture in the U.S. Pharmacopoeia and in the national formulary means an extract. They don't call it an extract. It's a fluid extract that is made using alcohol and does not use heat. So it's a passive fluid extraction. An extract is considered something that uses, oftentimes will use heat, will use pressure, whatever, but is considered more dynamic. So they are very, very different. So the industry's gotten into anything that's liquid of herbs, it's automatically called a tincture. Well, that's not always the case. And in our case, we've never called our products extracts. We've never called them tinctures. We call them tinctracts because they're a combination of both.
I see.
Would be an extra.
This just came in, and I know this is kind of on topic. It says that I've been using a lot of these products that you're talking about today. I really like the line. I have younger children, and I've just saw recently that the younger kids' herbs are available from this line as well. I guess I never looked on that shelf. My question is, do you use the herbs for kids primarily when there's problems, or can you use some of them when the kids are healthy to keep them healthy? What a great question.
Well, it is a great question, and to the listener, I'd like to say we were the very first company to put into the marketplace a commercial available line of alcohol-free liquid herbal formulas for children. We're the first. We were out there 2 years before the nearest competitor. So we know a lot about children's liquid herbs. We are considered, even by a number of our competitors, as the preeminent experts on the subject. But as far as her question, yes, it should be used. Many of those products, for instance,
like the herbal minerals.
Herbal minerals, the antioxidant-based product, the digestive blends, they can be used on a daily basis and should be used on a daily basis. Now, your more direct aid herbs, because we do have that category, if you're talking about building the immune system, use them every day. If you're talking about boosting, like our immune booster for children, use them, you know, as they're needed, not every single day. It's the same with certain respiratory-based products. Some you can use.
Ones get a lot of problems.
Really ones get a lot of respiratory crises. So you want to use some of those products if they're more. Well, let me put it this way. If the product is more targeted to a situation, then it's something that should be used during the crisis. If it's a product that's more targeted to building the system or building systems within the body, they're intended to be used every day.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, that makes really, really good sense. You know, and I think a lot of people are going back to the time. I mean, if you go back far enough, you know, liquid tinctures and herbs and all that wonderful stuff, you know, these are the first line of defense that so many parents use for a long time because we didn't have drugstores on every counter. And, I mean, we were raised having herbs given to us and herbal teas and things like that. My grandmother used to do. I mean, there was no drugstore on the corner right around the block. We lived in the country. And a lot of people are reaching back in time for things that were time-tested.
Oh, yes.
And continue to be time-tested.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, after the herbal minerals, the line of children's formulas Carl formulated because people came to him with, you know, there's nothing really out there that children can the itty-bitty ones can do, and they can't, little ones can't swallow pills, and they won't do yucky. I mean, my gosh, why have to chase a kid around the house trying to get something nasty into them? Children love these herbs. And they'll ask for them. You kind of have to keep them up because they're out of reach because they love them so much.
Well, and that brings another point. Some parents will ask, is the herbs safe in case the kid takes a bottle and guzzles it down? Actually, it is. Now, they may end up with a little bit of diarrhea because a lot of glycerin will do that. But as far as any toxic effects or anything like that,
formulation.
That's part of the formulation, especially for children, is that you have that built-in safety factor. You could never do that with an alcohol-based product. If a kid went and guzzled an alcohol-based product, they'd be choking, they'd be hacking, they'd be retching just because of the alcohol alone.
Mm-hmm. You know, another question just came in. It says, I was always told that herbs were only used when you were sick because they were medicine. I'm so glad somebody said that today.
You know, that traditionally is the way they've been looked at, approached, and everything. But there's also an aspect of herbalism that's very rich in our tradition, and that is the nutritional supplementation use. For instance, nettles. Nettles was not only done because we now know it has certain properties that help as far as pain and things like that are concerned, but nettles is very high in the B vitamins. It's high in mineral electrolytes. And if you take nettles and bruise it and cook it, it cooks up just like doing chard, spinach, any of those. And it tastes quite good. You can use it as a green steamed herb. It's the same thing with oat straw. Oat straw is very high in calcium and silica and traditionally has been added actually into cereal products, ground up and added into cereal products. Our process, because of the way it goes, it gets more than just those components that medicinal herbs are known for. We know that our process is so complete, it's also drawing out micronutrients, trace minerals, components like that. So our product has a very strong, if not a primary, it's got a very strong secondary effect dealing with micronutrition. And it's something that's actually quite unique to the Cedar Bear philosophy. We were the first major liquid herbal products company out there to proclaim our products not only have those traditional qualities, but these are also great nutritional-based supplements.
They're true dietary supplements.
They're true dietary supplements.
The category that all of these products are in the United States.
So we actually meet the dietary supplement definition and standard probably more closely than other herbal-based products out there, dried or wet.
Hmm. Okay, this is interesting. It says, I always had a sensitivity to taking herbs because they seem to be reacting really well for me, and it seems like I have to use less than the normal amount. How does this work with tinctures? Should I start with a lower dosage?
Absolutely. Some people have a system that responds more quickly to the benefits of herbs than other people do.
And part of the beauty of the liquid is you can start with just a few drops.
Yeah.
Build up.
That's a very important thing to consider. Dosages are put on bottles for general use. It varies from individual to individual. Some people may have to take more. Some people will actually benefit by taking less. So the listener here, do what works for you, and you're going to be the one that determines what works for you and what doesn't, and stick with it. There's no hard rule that you have to go by what's on the bottle.
A labeling law requires that it be a specific amount put on.
Yeah.
You can't do a range. Oh, you can take a quarter of a teaspoon to a half a teaspoon, something like that. We have to say exactly this amount, even though this is more like a concentrated herb.
Yes.
And you can use it as...
And you may recall, Jeffrey, that there was a time when our labels had a range on them, but the labeling laws got tightened up, better defined, and can't do it anymore.
Yeah. You know, here's one quick question. I want to get this in. Ask your guest if they recommend taking the herbs on an empty stomach or full stomach. Does it really matter? The reason I ask is I like to drink tea throughout the day, and I find myself using a lot of their herbs, but I put them in my tea and drink it throughout the day. Is that better, or should I take it with food?
I use them too.
With the tea is fine, and it depends. Some of the herbs, like the direct dates, are are better taken, you know, on stomach that, well, let's put it this way, at least an hour, 2 hours after you've eaten. Other herbs like the herbal minerals, the daily herbs, the antioxidant herbs, the building herbs, definitely take that with your food because it acts like a nutritional enhancer. It depends on the product. It depends on the herb.
When Carl mentioned Direct A, that's those formulas that are specifically for specific needs. Those are best between meals.
Yes. And yes, they can be taken with a tea to help get them down into the system liquid. That's not a problem.
This is interesting. It says, my kids know that I take liquid herbal tinctures and I put them in my little juice in the morning and I drink them in my little shot glasses. That's what I do in the morning. So when the kids are not feeling good, I put little juice in their shot glasses, add their Cedar Bear products when they're fighting a cold or a bug, and they like to drink the shot glasses as well. So for them, it's fun. For me, I know I'm getting them in.
That's very good to do.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, and another way that's done very, very much so popularly, in fact, we have stores out there that have smoothie bars. They put a couple of doses of our herbs in those smoothies. The customers actually choose which ones they want for their daily dose of herb. So in smoothies, great way to use the product.
Yum.
This lady says, I get fresh squeezed wheatgrass. She goes, I'm listening in Los Angeles, Jeff. I've been listening to you a long time. I come to Vegas often, stock up at Stay Healthy, but I live in LA. I have fresh squeezed wheatgrass. There's a place right underneath my condominium complex on the bottom floor. I get my wheatgrass. I add my liquid tincture herbs to the wheatgrass and drink it in the morning.
Well, I'll tell you, I would consider myself somewhat of a fledgling, but still somewhat of an expert on wheatgrass. Mm-hmm. Wheatgrass is very, very conditioning to the blood. Mm-hmm. It draws impurities. It does a lot of stuff. And is this listener, supporter of the store, probably well knows you got to be careful not to do too much because you can shift things so much in the blood. You end up with headaches, all kinds of things. It's a very healthy thing to do. But the neat thing about adding the herbs to the wheatgrass is she just staunched the oxidation that takes place so quickly with wheatgrass. Wheatgrass is supposed to be fresh, squeezed, and eaten within and consumed within 20 to 30 minutes because the oxidation that takes place in wheatgrass is so rapid because it is such a nutritionally packed product and it is so high in certain antioxidants, not antioxidants, oxidative properties that are healthy for the body, but it has to be drank very quickly. So by putting that in there, she's extending herself to be able to sit down and sip it as she goes and enjoy the morning.
She says she does drink it fresh. She says she squeezes it, puts in her drops, and slams it at the counter.
But that works too. But if she were to be desirous to sit back and enjoy the cocktail, as they say, the herbal cocktail, she can do that without worrying about the oxidation advancing too quickly because the tinctract is going, the glycerin in there is going to have an effect on helping to staunch that without altering or harming those properties within wheatgrass. My hat's off to her.
You know, I've never been able to drink straight wheatgrass. I have to get a juice, like a carrot juice or something, and add it to it. I can't do it full strength. For me, it's just so strong.
It is, but why don't you just chase it with some juice or water?
I got to mix it. I'm a wimp.
Wimp. Do you like oysters?
No.
I thought so. That's like asking you to shoot raw oysters.
No oysters. Nope, sorry.
I just thought I'd throw that in. It's a little bit of humor.
You know, we've hit a lot of topics today, and we've hit a lot. And I think a lot of people have got a better understanding of the line. And, you know, I think one of the one of the things that a lot of people really just kind of debate as they're standing at Stay Healthy in front of the section there for Cedar Bear is, should I use singular herb? Should I use a blended combination? And, you know, the way, and I think they're both wonderful. It's just, I have really come on board with blends because I think you have a better line of defense, a more direct road to exactly what's going on. And I just want to thank you. I know we're running out of time, but I want to thank you for your blended combinations, for taking out the guesswork, making things easier, giving people, you know, a product to use that's ready to go without having to do a ton of research. So I personally thank you for your blends.
You're very welcome. And, yeah, the blends are something that's also very unique to us. Those are proprietary formulas, the recipes, and they're based on we use a multiplex approach, meaning many considerations, things like pharmacology, pharmacognosy, mineral signatures, pH factor, herbal energetics, clinical considerations based on the decades that I've been using these herbs. All those things go into every formula that we develop, which probably accounts for why they are so successful.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here today. I hope you have an awesome day, and it's a beautiful Wednesday. I hope your weather is great, and enjoy, and I can't wait till our next chat.
Okie dokie.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Best to you, too.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
My guest today, Carl and Joan Robinson, always educational. This was a really good idea for a topic. Marge and Rosie suggested it yesterday, so good ideas. I hope you learned a little bit more about liquid herbal tinctures. Remember, the full line of Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctrack liquid products, the singular herbs and the concentrated blends, the line of children's products. They have some pet products as well, all available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're your place to go when you're really trying to find balance, when you're really trying to get your questions answered. Maybe you've been spinning for a while and you just kind of want to have a direction, maybe a little bit of guidance. Or maybe you want to get those questions answered to the point where now with those answers you can make your decisions. Stay Healthy, they are a full-service environment, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of the highest quality products. Lines like Cedar Bear are there every single day. And you know what? Great prices on top of it. So all of that wrapped into one great location. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, right in the Smith's Plaza. You can't miss them. They've been there for a long time. They're in their fourth decade in that location and Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. When you start getting healthy, there's a lot of work involved. But you know what? Don't get clouded and don't get sideswiped by things that sound too good to be true. And be careful that you're asking the right people the right questions. And, you know, sometimes rather than searching for what you want to hear, you know, ask the right people and hear what you need to hear. Because sometimes there's a big difference there. Of course, we want it easy. We want it overnight. We want a magic wand. And none of that really exists because there is work to be done and changes to be made. But you don't have to make them all in one day, and you don't have to do them alone. You can do them with guidance and make sure that you're getting the job done correctly, safely, with great results. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I thank you for taking the time to tune in. You can hear my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, right here on the station. If you can't tune in, and for whatever reason, whether it's school or work or you're busy, you've got things going on, or you listen to part of a show and you want to hear the end of it, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcasts. They're archived. And they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You just simply go to my webpage, type in drjeffreyburke.com, click on the archive icon, scroll down, and you can download the show or shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient in your time schedule. You know, so it's a really great plus. Plus, if you hear a show, and let's say that it's maybe something that you learned a lot from, but maybe it's something that you know that someone you know in your life, a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, a family member, somebody is going through a problem, or it was a conversation that you just had with them and they could pull some information out of that show, send them to my webpage, have them download the show and they can listen to it, you know, on their time schedule as well. It really makes it convenient. Technology is really great, and a lot of people like to listen to the shows when they're exercising and hear the guest, and you know, or they like to hear it later in the day when their schedule allows them to. I have a lot of people that just listen to them in their cars. You know, you can do whatever's convenient. I like to listen, to go back and listen to shows and just run them through my car, and I can hear them and download the podcast and rehear some of my amazing guests. So sometimes I learn things the second time that I didn't hear the first time. So that's a good thing. So I thank you for taking the time. Remember to go to Facebook and like the Stay Healthy's Facebook site. And mine, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke and give it a thumbs up, and let's stay in touch, because I can answer your questions right on my Facebook page. Let's spread the message. Let's grow the page so we can all together get healthy. Have a great day. Happy Wednesday, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.